We stay in the end. We stay in the end of the 3 weeks in the Ne'ilah of the 3 weeks. And I say specifically the word Ne'ilah because Chazal come and teach us in Yalkut Shimoni Parashat Pinchas. אמר רבי לוי, בכל חודש וחודש שבקיץ, every month in the summer, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא ליתן לישראל מועד. הקדוש ברוך הוא would like to give us holiday every month in the summer. בניסן נתן להם פסח. באייר נתן להם פסח קטן. פסח שני, מנצפיה. מצב סיוון נתן להם עצרת, שבועס, קבלת התורה, בתמוז, מצב תמוז היה בדעתו ליתן להם מועד גדול. ראש השנה, יום כיפר, אב, מצב אב, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא ליתן, יום כיפר, בתשע באב, אלול, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא ליתן סוכות. ותשרי, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא ליתן שמיני עצרת. כיוון שעשו העגל, קדוש ברוך הוא take the holidays from תמוז, אב, אלול, and he give all of them in חודש תשרי. הקדוש ברוך הוא would like to give us in tet באב תשע באב יום כיפר. And we mention this explain why תשע באב have five עינויים exactly how we have in יום הכיפורים. Five inuim. From all the fast what you have in the year, except Yom HaKippurim, the more important from all of them is Sarah Betavis. Abu Draham, Yosef mentioned Abu Draham would say, Sarah Betavis, you cannot move the day of the fast. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. If you take place in Shabbos, if he fasts in Shabbos, but he never takes place in Shabbos, but he takes place from time to time Friday, is Sarah Betevet, same as Yom Kippur, בעצם היום הזה. Is why we never give חמישה עינויים in a Sarah Betevet, because original Yom Kippur need to take place in Tisha B'Av. From this reason, in Tisha B'Av take place, חמישה עינויים, מדרבנן, will take place מדאורייתא, in Yom Kippur. And the end of all ימי העבודה of Elul, ראש השנה, all ימי העבודה is Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. As we stay ביתקסיה, in the Ne'ilah of the 3 weeks, this time, very special time, this time, what we can make big effect in positive way of every one of us. So I would like to take this opportunity of the Ne'ilah of the 3 weeks, almost end of Yom HaKippur, Tisha B'Av, and to share with you interesting lesson what relate to this day and how we can take this to our daily life. And we start in this way. In all the Torah, we have one short conversation between Rivka Imenu to Yitzchak Avinu. They talk a lot, no question. They have a lot about what to talk, what to speak to children, everyone in different direction. One is a favored son for the father, one of the favored son of the mother. Ve'rivka ohevet et Yaakov, bna. Ve'yitzchak ohevet Esav, bno. For sure, they have a lot about what to talk. But the Torah mentioned for good forever one pasuk, conversation between Rivka and Yitzchak. In Parsha Toldot, Torah says, "Vatomer Rivka el Yitzchak, katzti bechayai mipnei bnotchet, I despise my life. If lokeach Yaakov isha mibnotchet kaele mibnot haaretz lamalichayim. If Yaakov avinu marry one of the girls in Eretz Knaan, my life is no more relevant, no more exist. No way." Yitzchak listen, next pasuk, ויקרא יצחק אל יעקב, ויברך אותו, ויצווהו, ויאמר לו, לא תיקח אישה מבנות כנען. Don't marry girl for בנות כנען, קום לך פדן ארם, בית הבתו אל אבי אמך, go to פדן ארם, met your cousins, וקח לך אישה משם, מבנות לבן, אחי אמך. Marry one of your cousins, one of the daughters of לבן. When רבקה, use this kind of language. Katzti b'chayai, I despise my life. My life is no more relevant. The letter kuf in Sefer Torah, in every chumash is small letter. Letter kuf of the word katzti. Come Baal HaTurim and explain why the letter is ktana. Katzti b'chayai, kuf ktana. Sheraata, sheatid hu Esav, להחריב הבית שגובו מהאמה. The letter kuf comes, small letter, because she understands Esav go to destroy it, Bet HaMikdash, with the size of Bet HaMikdash is under them. And the question is, what's the connection between the serious conversation between Rivka to Yitzchak, what place Yaakov Avinu go to find his wife? To Bet HaMikdash, what Esav go to destroy. His look is not related to each other completely. Specifically, we never talk about Esav. It's a very serious conversation about Yaakov. How Esav arrived to this conversation. This is one question. What we want to ask. Second question, but also relate to Bet HaMikdash. Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Alef Amud Bet. The Gemara come and say, Rabbi Avahu say, his chaverim, the uniqueness about his son, Avimi, Rabbi Avimi, son of Rabbi Avahu. The Gemara teach us, Rav Avimi have 5 children. And every time when his father come and he knock on the door to walk in, the son, Rav Avimi, run quickly to open the door. He never send his children go open the door to Saba. He himself ran quickly to open the door. In the way, when he ran, he say loudly, I come, I come, I come. I'm in the way, I'm in the way. And he walk into his house. One day, when the get Rabbi Avah walk to his son, and he sit, rest, he ask his son, Rav Avimi, please give me a cup of water. He go to bring him the cup of water. He find his father, take some nap. Rest a little bit on the chair. He decide, he never wake him up. If he take some nap, how long this can take? He asked him a few minutes ago to bring him a cup of water. For sure, he will wake up quickly, not sleep deep. What happened is, he sleep well for a long time. And the son, Rav Avimi, wait with a cup of the water until his father will wake up. In the meantime, when he wait, he get understanding in Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim come and teach us Mizmor Ayin Tet. Mizmor Leasaf. Elokim Bao Goim Nachlatecha. Timu Et Echal Kodshecha. Samu Et Yerushalayim Leim. Perek Ayin Tet 79. We'll talk about Churban HaBayit. Shafchu damam kamayim sivot Yerushalayim ve'en kover. Ki achal et Yaakov ve'et naveu eshamo. It's when he waits until his father wake up to give him the cup of water, he get answer. Of question what he have for a long time. Why is the Pasuk say Mizmor Leasaf is Mizmor is Kina Leasaf. Kina Leasaf. His explanations. What? Does what explain? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he feel upset and want to punish Am Yisrael, Chilach Hamato al Etzim Ve'Avonim. Destroyed the house, but he never destroyed us. For this reason, Mizmor Leasaf. Kila Hashem et chamato v'yatzet esh b'tzion, kach pirash kuntres. But Tosfot mentioned also Midrash will take us to other direction. Comes the Maharsha on the Gemara in Kedushin and ask, what's the connection? Why he gets specifically Siyata Dishmaya to have Pshat in this chapter in Tehillim, Ayin Tet, Mizmor Leasaf, Bao Goim Mechlatecha, Elokim Bao Goim Mechlatecha, Timu Atechal Kodshecha. Why is it Mizmor and not Kina? How does this relate to the situation where he stay with a cup of water to give to his father when he wake up? The Maharsha never gave any answer. This is the second question. Third question and last question. This famous Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed, Lamed Bet, tell us stories about Kibud Av Va'Em. One of the famous story about Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara say in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, same place. Eima, the Rabbi Tarfon, call Eimat, the Avid Bael, a Mesek Lepuri, every time she wants to go to the bed, she has bed, but we need to take some step to go to the bed. Gachin, he stay on the floor, she stay on his back, Vasalik. And she walked to the bed in easy way. And he says this to his chaverim. Ata vekamishtabach beimidrasha. Say to his chaverim, listen, what I do to my mother. Amru leyadai lo yigata lechatzi kibud. You never come to half of kibud. Em, what Esav have. Good. But you do something very special. And we have other Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. Famous, famous Gemara. Nedorim. The Gemara say, Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, Miyamai lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tame. Nazir, when he stabs the Nazirut in the middle, you need to bring Korban Hashem. He was Kohen Gadol, Shimon HaTzadik. He never eat. Why he never eat? Because he's not sure if this person with the Kabbalah from himself, he come Nazir, he really, really pure makes this L'Shem Shem. Pa'am achat, ela pa'am achat. Except one time. What's the case? What's the situation? Ba adam echad nazir min adarom. Ve'itiv shu yefe enayim ve'tov roi. Ve'ksutav zdurot lo, tal talim. Look gorgeous. Marte lo bni ma raita le'ashkit et sa'archa ze. Anahem. Amar li, roe haiti le'aba be'iri. I was a shepherd, the animals, my father, in my city. Alakhti le'malot ma'im min ha'ma'ayan. When istakalti be'bavua sheli. I look in the water, I see my face. Pachaz alai yitzri, ubikesh to tordeini min ha'olam. Ha'yetzeror, come to me. Say to me, look how gorgeous you look. You're not in the right place. Amarti lo, rasha. למה אתה מתגאה בעולם שאינו שלך? למישהו עתיד להיות רימה ותולעה. העבודה שגלחה לשמיים. I stop my nazirus, I go to take haircut. מיד עמדתי, משקטיב על ראשו, ואמרתי לו, בני, כמוך ירבו נוזרי נזירות בישראל. קם זה מהרשה. And give us unbelievable instead of this Gemara. And he asks, why is necessary to tell us all the details. פעם אחת בא אדם נזיר מן הדרום. And if he come from the צפון, מזרח, מערב, מרשה, הכל כתוב. ראיתיו שהוא יפה עיניים וטוב רואה וקצותיו סדורות לו טלטלים. And what happened? What he say? He help his father, becomes a shepherd of the animals of his father. אמר לי, רואה, הייתי לאבא בעירי. מרשה ask, why is this necessary? He have long hair, he look gorgeous. He go to the well to bring water. He see his face. יצרה say to him, come on, you rabbi. Go to other field. Everybody will run after you. You look unique. Why is necessary to say, הייתי רואה לאבא בעירי? Comes the Marsha and say, ay, 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 pile ploim. Aval pile ploim, shpitz ala shpitz. Mera Marsha, this person was very famous person. Special rabbi. Special, unique person. Smart. Great Talmid Chacham. How we know? Because Bami Adarom. The Marsha come and say, arotze leachkim yadrin. And come to his father. And his father asked him, please help me. I want to take my animals to the well to give them to drink. You can do this for me. He can say, Abba, you know, I like you very much. I have tremendous respect to you. You're a very special person. But Abba, in my position, so special person, smart, special rav. I walk in the street. It's not in your town, not in your city. Be'iri, they live in the same city. Everybody know me. They see me walk in the street with the animals to the well. And when he come to the well, he also look his face, he also look gorgeous. He's smart, special, famous. Look gorgeous. Abba. Lo matim. Pas nicht. It's not for me. You understand me, Abba? I love you, but it's not shaykh. And this Yetzirah come and say to him all this. How you can do this? Not for your status. And he say to him, what you answer to him? Rasha, he said to his Yetzirah, Rasha, you want I will lose my life? Kabedet avicha ve'et imecha leman yarichu niyamecha ala adama? You want I will lose my life here in the olam haba? Give me break. Go to somebody else. Don't start with me. You never succeed. Wow. Unique and special. Unique and special. Azer, מכבד אב האם. זה נזיר, מכבד אב האם. רבי טרפון, as we see, we have many מדרשים in חזל about כיבוד אב האם, how so special and so unique. But in other end, the Midrash Rabbah in our Parsha come and say to us, Parsha Aleph Otet Vav, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Shalu Talmidav et Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Eizu Kibud Av Ha'em. Give us example. What is mean Kibud Av Ha'em? Rabbi Eliezer Ben Orkenus. Give us example. And he give. אמר להם צורו מעשה דמה בנתינה באשקלון. דמה בנתינה באשקלון. הייתה אמו חסרת דעת, והייתה מסתרתו בין חבריו שגימן פליק אין זה פייס, ולא היה אומר לה, אלא דייך אמי. Ima, you give me a few punch in the face today, you give me enough for today. Leave a little bit for tomorrow. This means she was not a normal woman. ואמרו רבותינו, but he never reacts in negative way to his mom, when she makes it. אמרו רבותינו פעם אחת, באו חכמים אצלו, לקח ממנו אבן אחת טובה. One time, one stone of the silver plate is disappeared, שעבדה מכלי הכהן, שהיה דר באשקלון. פסקו עמו 1,000 זהובים, זה סייטיום before the check, huge amount of money. נכנס ומצא רגלו של אביב פשוטה על התיבה. אביב, take some rest, put his leg on the box, what you have all the good stones. שהייתה אבן טובה בתוכה והיה ישן ולא ביקש לצערו. יצא לחוץ ריקם. כיוון שלא הוציאו, אני אסיים, sorry, not now, כסבורים, שמבקש מהם יותר, you want more money. They say to him, 10,000 זהובים. In the meantime, his father wake up, he walk in, he brings the box, the check, the file, they want to pay to him 10,000. He say, I'm sorry, the deal was how much? In the beginning, 1,000, I never sell kibudah vahem for money. Come, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, and great, great, doile oilom. And Talmidav, ask him, Rabbi, give us example of kibudah vahem. What example he bring? From who? Dama, the son of Netina. Goy, what live where in? South. Why we need to bring examples from Goy? Do not have example from Jewish people? Look this Nazir. Wow, look Rabbi Tarfon. And look, and you can find 100 example of kibud av ha'em. Like great Tanoim, Amoroim. This is the three questions what I would like to ask. Is again, short and clear. Question number one. In all the Torah we have short conversation between Rivka and Yitzchak. When Rivka come and say to Yitzchak, my life is no more exist, no more relevant, if Yaakov marry Gerel from Eretz Canaan. No way. And Yitzchak listened and sent it to Padan Aram to marry one of his cousins, Gerel of Lavan, if he will walk. But when Rivka comes and says this to Yitzchak, she say, "Katzti bechayai. My life is no more relevant. The leather kuf is small leather. Come by the Turim and say, why the leather is small leather? Because to teach us, Esav will destroy Bet HaMikdash. What the size of Bet HaMikdash is under Tama. How this tragedy, what Esav got to do to Bet HaMikdash, to us, relate to this serious conversation about what, from what place Yaakov will go to find his wife. This is one question. Second question. The Gemara says in Brochus, Daf Lamed Alef. In the time when Avimi wait until his father wake up Rabbi Abahu to give him the cup of water to drink, he had pshat in Posuk in Tehilim, Ayin Tet, Mizmor Leasaf, Elokim Baru Goyim Nachlatecha, Timu Yitichal Kodshecha. Many years he has the question, why Mizmor? Why not Kina Leasaf? And the answer, the pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the house, but he never destroyed us. The question is, why specifically this posuk, he gets Yata Dishma to understand pshat in the time when he wait until his father wake up to give him to drink the water. And the last question, we have many places in Chazal, many stories, Shas, Rishoinim, Achoinim, of unique Kibud av vahem, what great people make is why when the students of Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar HaGadol ask him, give us example of Kibud av vahem. Shalu Talmidav et Rabbi Lazar HaGadol ezu Kibud av vahem. I give example from Goy, Dama, Benetina, would never wake his father when he take some nap. And he said to the rabbis, would come to buy from him, stone from the Choshen. I'm sorry, not now. Thank God, he wake up, and they can find the stone, but lechatchila, I never want to wake him up. This is kibud avayim. Also him, his mother gave him flick. Every day, he never say one word. He says, sometimes, Ima, okay, you give me enough for today, leave a little bit for tomorrow. But he never act in a negative way. Why we bring example from Goy, not example from Jewish? Rabbonim, people, Tanoim, Amoroim. These are three questions. To answer these three questions is follow. Rivka Imeinu. Come and say to Yaakov, my dear son, listen to me very carefully. Your brother, Esav, came famous all over the world with one mitzvah. As the mitzvah is, Kibud Avayim, he honor me and Abba, really, in unbelievable way. Unbelievable way. All the time. But the reason why he honor us is because the benefits what he can get from this mitzvah. Ima Abba, you bring me to this world, great, I can kill, I can steal, I can do what I want. Wow, it's a great life. Moreover, when you will come old, I will care about you. When I will come old, my children will care about me. He makes a mitzvah. He makes this because the benefit what he gets from the mitzvah. But Alpha P do this by personal reason, still this mitzvah probably, I'm not sure, will give to his future power to destroy Bet HaMikdash. I very worry. Your children, your future, will build Bet HaMikdash and the future of your brother will destroy it. Because Kibud Avayim. What I would like to ask you, my dear son, what I would like not only to ask you, to tell you to do, I would like you will make this mitzvah in pure way. Not because you want, you really don't want. And listen to me, my son. I send you now to do something what you never do in the past and you will never do in the future. You go to lie your father. You go to say to your father, Abba, I am Esav. And if you ask me, Ima, to lie? My answer to you, yes. I am your mom, and the Torah come and tell you, Kabed et avicha ve et imecha. You need to listen. And if you continue to ask me, Ima, 1 minute, in some Torah, what we learn, Kabed et avicha ve et imecha, also we learn, we're not allowed to lie? I know, my son. But I says it to you, Be'orat sha'a. Temporarily. Be'orat sha'a. And I says this to you, Be'nevuah. And Navi allowed to tell us not to keep one of mitzvot HaTorah. Be'orat sha'a. Word by word what I tell you, אורחיים הקדוש, שמה וקולי, פירוש, אדם שיש בדברים אלו כגנב הסדס, you go to lie your father, אם כל זה יש לך לשמוע בקולי פירוש, מלבד חיום מצוות כיבוד אב ואם, שהיא מצוות עשה, you need to listen to your mom, גם היא נביאה, וכתיב בדברי נביא אמת, אליו תשמעו, ולזה אמרה שמה וקולי, שיצטדק נביא באומרו, נביא can say to us, לעבור על מצווה ממצוות התורה לפי שעה, Rabbi can tell us not to keep one of mitzvah for a short time. I say to you, Benevuah, please go lie your father. You really don't want to do this. But you make the mitzvah. Be'orat sha'a. And listen to his mom. listen to his father. Also, he really don't want to listen to his father. He sent him to Padan Aram to find one of the girls of Lavan. He believed he will stay in Eretz Israel for good forever. But he listened against his nature, against his life. He lied and he moved from Eretz Israel. And from this moment, what he sees in front of his eyes all the time is Kibud Avim. And this Rabbeinu Bechaya explained to us when he arrived to Padan Aram in Parashat Vayetze, and he sees Rachel come to the well, and the shepherd says, she is the daughter of Laban. He goes with instruction, and he understands to get information around the well. He can find people to talk to them. The pasuk say, three times, ויהי כאשר ראה יעקב את רחל, הוא איז רחל, בת לבן. הוא איז לבן, אחי אמו. My mom, brother. ואצל לבן again, אחי אמו. לבן, my mom, brother. והגש יעקב והגל את האבן ללמוף זה רק, from the well, מעל פי הבאר, ויש כצון לבן, אחי אמו, three times. כמה רבנו בכלל יצא, why three times? To teach us, he not come to impress. רחל. How much he's strong, maybe she like him, and she can marry to him. No, no. Who is Rachel? The daughter of who? Lavan? Who is Lavan? My mom, brother? I mean, just relate to my parents? I help Rachel because Kibud Avim. But I see in front of my eyes is my mom now. Kibud Avim. Kibud av haim, Esav make, we explain, the benefits. I can kill, I can steal, I can do what I want. You will come old, I care about you. I will come old, but you don't care about me. But when we come to mitzvat kibud av haim, really, we don't need to honor our parents completely. You look at me. Come on, how you can say this? Come the Chatam Sofer, Tzadok, Maharal, many, many. Say, why we really don't need to honor our parents? How does the Gemara say? In Broches, Nimnu Vegamru. Tov lo la'adam, Shelo Nivra. Shammai ve'ilel argue three years. בסוף, נימנו וגמרו, טוב לו לאדם שלא נברא, better not to born, if better not to born, it's this word, אם האבא, why you bring me? Why you bring me? טוב לו לאדם שלא נברא, נימנו וגמרו. The answer is, the base reason of כיבוד, אב, האם, ביאס, עם ישראל is, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, why? כאשר צבחה, השם אלוקיך. Why? Not because I like, what I don't like, is nice or not nice, is not relevant. The base reason is כאשר ציפה השם אלוקיך. כאשר ציפה השם אלוקיך. And the source of this explanation is Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, דפון וב, teach us when we arrive to Mara, שם שם לחוק ומשפט, Tanya, 10 mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael b'mara. 7 what we had before, and what new mitzvot we get in Mara, dinim, new law, okay, Shabbat, for sure is new, kibud av haem. Kibud av haem is something new. Kibud av haem is something naturally. Kibud av haem, go generation after generation. The answer is, what kind of kibud av haem we get in Mara? Type of kibud av haem, why? Not because I like, I don't like, it's comfortable, not comfortable. The main source, base, reason, כאשר ציפחה השם אלוקיך. Above this, everything. How much we honor our parents, how much we care our parents, how much we do for our parents, is only one drop in the big ocean. One drop in the big ocean. We don't have enough to express our appreciation. He's right. But this above, the base reason, כאשר ציפה השם אלוקיך. I don't know if I say this to you or not, not a mistake, in the beginning of the summer we talk about this. If not, it's good to listen to this now or to play playing. Most of the success in our life, everyone, present, future, is not because of us. Because generation before us. Our parents, grandparents, what they pray, what they do for us. And the classic example, the best friend of David HaMelech is Yonatan. Yonatan died in the war against Plishtim. David HaMelech, before he buried him, he said a few words. צר לי עליך, אחי יונתן. נעמת לי מאוד, my dear brother יונתן, he was my best, best friend. נפלטה אהבתך לי. זה לאו. What you show to me. נפלטה אהבתך לי מאהבת נשים. More from love between husband and wife. Wife to husband. It looked terrible. It looked terrible. Some people use this posture to wrong direction. חס וחלילה. קם זה רמה מפנו. And say to us, unbelievable insight. It's a little bit explanation what he said. David HaMelech, look what he said, remember this all your life. He said to Yonatan, Yonatan, can I ask you one question before you go up to Kisei HaKavod? Your father was king. You die now with your father in the same war against Plishtim. You can come king after your father. He's gone from father to son, naturally. Why are you giving me the leadership? Why you give me this leadership? Moreover, your father almost kill you. He asks you about me, and you give him some excuse why I'm not here, and you know you lie him, and he threw off you the chanit, and you almost die. Why you do this? You know why, Yonatan? And you can check b'shamayim, and you find this is the real answer. Yonatan, who is your grandfather? Who? Binyamin. Who is the mother of Binyamin? Rachel. Who is my grandfather? Yehuda. Who is the mother of Yehuda? Leah. Nifleta avatchali. The love that you show me. Start. Me'avas nashim. The love between Rachel and Leah. What Rachel brings to the house also Leah. The DNA from your grandmother come to you. And she understands Leah is part of the house. Exactly saying, you understand, I need to come the king after your father. Yonatan, I never take any piece of credit to myself. Not because I deserve, not because I belong. It's only because your grandmother makes this together with my grandmother. Skibu da vahem bayas. Is kaasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Purism. Come, Rivka, and say to Yaakov, listen, my son, you brother have tremendous mitzvah what make him famous all over the world, Kibud Av V'Em. He honor me and honor Abba, and we appreciate this. But he never does this in the right way, in the pure way, but still, this mitzvah can give him so much power, his children can go to destroy it, Bet HaMikdash. I would like, if this Chas V'Chalila will happen, you children will have the power to rebuild Bet HaMikdash. How, if you will feel this mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em in pure way, not because benefits, not because you like, opposite. You really don't want to listen to me, to lie to your father. You really don't want to listen to Abba, to go to from Eretz Israel, but you do this, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. If you will do this in this way, your children can rebuild Bet HaMikdash. Chazal come and teach us. Banim atem la Hashem Elokeichem. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why your children is also the Jewish people? Why we cannot come your children? Look. Look what kibud we make. Look, Dama Benetina, one of our chevre, not Jewish, can lose huge amount of money because he never wake his father. We have tremendous kibud. Is why we not have status of children. Kizmin, Chazal come and say to us, what can destroy it? Bet HaMikdash? The kibud av ha'em of Esav? What can keep Bet HaMikdash not exist? The kibud av ha'em of his children and grandchildren. This create immediately complaint against us. From this reason, kibud av ha'em bayas can bring us back close to Bet HaMikdash. Avimi, when he honors his father, and one time he takes some nap and he waits with a cup of water in his hand for a long time until he wakes up to give him. In the meantime, he has pshat in what chapter in Tehillim? Mizmor le'asaf Elokim ba'o goyim nachlatecha. Timu etichal kodshecha, Bet HaMikdash destroyed. Why get specifically in this chapter, in this capital Tehillim, pshat, as a mizmor, kina le'david. Mizmor le'david. Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the building, not us. Why get? Because in the moment when we have some aspect of kibud av ha'em, we come more close to Bet HaMikdash. We understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu really want to rebuild this quickly. We understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu really, when he destroyed Bet HaMikdash, he never destroyed us because he wants us. This is the reason why the letter Kuf cuts the Bechaya small letter. You understand the connection? I want to send you to do something, my son Yaakov, what can help you in the future to rebuild Bet HaMikdash if Esav go to destroy it. First time in the history of the world, somebody will make kibud av ha'em, father and mother, in pure way. Yitzchak Avinu make kibud av when he go to the Akedah. His mom never knew about this. If she knows, she never gave him permission to go. Yaakov Avinu listened to his father and his mother. And so interesting. When he walked in to lie his father, to do this kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, and he has the garment of Esav. And he come close, because Yitzchak is very confused. Who stay in front of him? Hakol kol Yaakov Adam Edei Esav. Vayarech etreach bgadav. What Ismail Gan Eden. Why? Because his garment come from Adam Arishon. Because Baruch gives his name in Gan Eden. No. He's by all the years for Esav. Honor his father with his special garment. Honor his father. All the years. Yitzchak never smelled Gan Eden. Because when Adam HaRishon makes a sin and Hashem kick him out from Gan Eden and he go to other level of life, he takes with him all the mitzvot to the level what he stay now. Except one mitzvah. What does not belong to him. What one mitzvah not belong? Kibud av ha'em. This mitzvah stays in the original place. First time in the history of the world when somebody feels this mitzvah in pure way, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, is Yaakov Avinu. In this moment, Reach Gan Eden, for this mitzvah, arrived to this garment, what Hashem gave him Gan Eden. To Adam and his wife. This reason, the Meshech Chochma come and say to us, and disconnect what we start. Ilu Zachu Israel, every month in the summer, we have holiday. תת באב יום כיפר. What is the עבודה of יום כיפר? Where the עבודה of יום כיפר take place? Where עיקר העבודה, the highlight, highlight of יום כיפר take place? Where? קודש הקדושים. קודש הקדושים. Belong to what שבט? בנימין. Because only בנימין honor his father. Not any one of his brothers. He cannot honor his mom because she passed away when he born. But the brother sell Yosef. How the Meshechoch must say, Da, כל השבטים ציירו לאביהם במחיר עשי יוסף. ויוסף עצמו לא הודיע לאביו. He never said his brother alive, he worry. Because the brother promised, if somebody say to Yaakov, Yosef alive, he die. And he's scared. He's scared. If the brother made promise, he's going to affect them. בנימין, כיבד אביו. From this reason, זה שכינה, קודש הקדושים, in his property. In this area. In this place. זה כפרה אף יום כיפור. Take place only by somebody who would know how to react. How to deal with his father. And משכוח מהנד. Unbelievable. What stone in the חושן disappear? What stone? Yashve. Stone belong to who? To Binyamin. What unique about Binyamin? He honor his father. How we get back the stone when Dama, the goy, never wake up his father. To show us how kibud av ha'em bring us close to bnei betcha kevat chila v'techezena einemi b'shivcha l'tzion ul'Yerushalayim nircha b'racham u'toshiv. This kibud av ha'em a few aspects. First, to our parents. When they're alive, after 120, to honor them, how much we can. In practical way, good to remember this. Bezat Hashem, when you go to Mary, I'm sure your parents, your in-laws, will come to visit you, to shep nachas. Remember and never forget. When your father and your mom, when your in-laws come to visit you, Shabbos, anytime, they will sit in the head of the table. A lot of people never do this. Not chas v'chalila, b'meizid. They not recognize. They have opportunity to honor his parents. They not recognize. They can come role model to the children. How my Abba honor his Abba. And anyone, what I say is to him. If it's big rabbis, people say, wow, I never think about this. But if my father will say to me, no, no, I don't want, say to him, Abba, I know you don't want. I know you like to see me sit in the head of the table, but I need to educate my children. They need to see I honor my father. And they honor their grandfather. Practically. Something simple. For us, it's nothing. For you, for them, for them, for the parents, it's very special. Never lochets. How we walk with Abba in the street. How we walk. You walk into the house first. You walk in the right side. It means left side of your father. You will come your right. You have two brothers. The older in the right side. The younger in the left side. This is halachot b'shulchan aruch. It's halachos. How to honor them. And when this work well, this affect all the house, what we build, the children. After they passed away also, to honor them, different ways. But we have other aspect of Kibud Av V'Em. The Gemara come and teach us in Masechet Sotah Daf Kaf Bet. The Maharal mentions this in Netiv HaAvodah Perek Hey. Yesh talechet el bet haKnesset shu yoter rachok min haAdam mipnei shu notel schar psiot. V'yirae relevant for us for the summer. Ki en hadin hazeh gabei sukkah. Shim yesh lo shnei sukkot. That's the question. אחת קרובה ואחת רחוקה, אין לו להילך אל הסוכה הרחוקה, בשביל שהוא נותן שכר פציעות. כי אם גבי בית כנסת אמרו, שרי האדם שומע לי, לשקוד על דלתותיי יום יום, לשמוע מזוזות פתחיי. וזה, כי השם יתברך מצוי בבית כנסת. כמו שאמרו, כי בבית כנסת הוא מקדש מועט, ולכן השם יתברך מצוי בבית כנסת. לפיכך, כאשר הולך לבית כנסת, הוא נמשך אל השם יתברך, להיות לו דבקות בו יתברך. What is mean? We walk to the shul, we have also הלכה. Don't sit, the nature of people, when you walk to, they walk to shul, new place, they sit close to the door. Probably they have good reason, maybe they take chair from somebody. Oh, they don't know what to do. They don't know, feel uncomfortable. It's the best way. They feel more safety. Come Chazal and say, every step what somebody walked to the shul, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I count the steps. And the halacha is not to sit close to the door, Daled Amot. If it's possible to walk in, halacha. Why? Because the shul is Mikdash Muat. The shul, his place. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu stay. We need to honor him. If we not to honor him, the goyim come and say, look, Dama, how he's honor his father. And look, your children, what you give them title, Bonim, they never honor you. והשימותי את מקדשכם, זה כמו עושה עם ברוכס, אפילו מקדש מועט. In one of the spurring, מקדש, מורה מקדש, he bring of this הלכה, והשימותי את מקדשכם, אפילו מקדש מועט, אלו בתי כנסיות, he say, Amsterdam, in Holland, in the World War II, when the Nazi walk into one of the streets, all the Ashkenazi Sfob shul, the burn, the Sfardi shul still exist. Until today. Why? Sfardim never talk in that field. The Daven Laudi, the Ev Kavana, you never see one Sfardi. I visit many, many Sfardic shul through the earth. Many. Thousand and thousand, thousand people. You never see one Sfardi. I talk about Eretz Israel. One would come to the shul and sit leg on the leg in this way. Never. Not in Kriyat HaTorah. The style is very clear. No. It's Chumash. הנה החומיש, יושבים, ככה רגל לרגל, ככה עושים, שמחת בחגך, זה רגל דאנס, הם מריד את זה תורה, ובאמצע השבוע, לפני אפתיים, כן,
והשמות יהיה מקדשכם. אפילו מקדשמות. עוד הספר ביקשו צבאים. עיקולים! ימית! ימית! וזה דיסטרויט ימית בפור גוש כתיף. have one use shul. אף אשכנזי, אף ספרדי.
אין זה הוראה. The rule was not to lead to the Arab anything exists. Not anyone else. They destroy it one after the other. When they come to destroy the Ashkenazi shul, they destroy it immediately after for some reason. Menachem Begin was the prime minister say, stop. Leave this. This is not destroyed. He can't say this 10 minutes before. We have all the two shuls. But he says this 5 minutes after. It's also a way to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikdash Muat. People ask many times, what is the secret to raise great children? People want to know, on the spot, what is the secret? Not secret, we need to work very hard, to daven very hard. But few reasons come together, one of them. It's very necessary to know, to remember. In Chazarat Hashatz, not only not to talk, Chas v'chalila, not to look in any safer. We come masmidim in Chazarat Hashatz. Chazarat Hashatz is taking exactly 4 minutes. But we come par excellence masmidim. I cannot. I 24-7 with the sugya, 24-7 with the limud. I cannot have 1 minute, 1 minute. Oh, I learn. Amen. Sometimes you say amen on the bracha, sometimes you say amen what you read. You never know where amen take place. 4 minutes. What is Chazarat Hashatz? When you daven, and I daven, and you daven, everybody of us daven separately. And we answer, Amen. Sometimes people come to talk to me. I know. You know what I do every time in Chazar HaTashatz? You sit and watch. Most of the time I close my eyes. Because this way, if somebody would like to talk to me, don't know if it's 10 Shmonesre, or if you feel uncomfortable to if I look inside, no problem. We start to... Not every time, I cannot... Sometimes people don't understand. I need to answer. On the spot. If I don't answer, you ask me 10 times. And I don't want to embarrass and to tell them, hey, shma, chazar tashatz. It's smart. Kulam bechokhma asita. Chazar tashatz. 4 minutes. Twice a day. Different life. Give opportunity to raise great children. Come role model to the children also. They see what we do. Beit HaMikdash destroyed. Baal HaTurim teach us. The power what Esav get through the kibud av ha'em what he have. And this, in our parasha, clearly black and white. Rav lachem sov et ha'ar hazeh. Chazal come and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Am Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fight against Edom. You don't go to win. Why? Because still you have the zchut of kibud av ha'em. Face up. And this go across the board. In the moment, this Ne'ilah, the Ne'ilah of the 3 weeks, we move to second step, the other 7 great weeks would bring us the new year, to remember the avoda, the tshuva, the mechila of Yom Kippur take place on the property of Binyamin. Kodesh HaKodoshim. The key of the mechila is the kibud av ha'em. For this reason, the first agadita in the shas, first agadita in the shas, Gemara in Brochot Daf Gimel, talk about what? Churban HaBayit. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Before Rabbi Yosi. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Mishmei Derav. Gimel Mishmarot, we have every night. ועל כל משמר ומשמר יושב הקדוש ברוך הוא ושואה כארי, ואומר, אוי לבנים שבעוונותיהם החרבתי את ביתי, שרפתי את איכלי, it's my house, my place, הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה, בת והגליטים לבין האומות. I spread them. There's no more around the table together. No more around the table. The Gemara continue and say, Rabbi Yossi, when you walk into this all destroyed buildings, you listen to the echo of say, Oy lebanim, shebeavonotem ichravti et beiti, sarafti et eichali, v'igletim leven haumot. No more around the table. Kadosh Baruch Hu, come and say to us. We can come more close to the redemption through the mitzvah of kibud avayim. Through this mitzvah, would the Torah come and tells us, "Lemani arichun yamecho." One more mitzvah. Have some blessing in the Torah. What mitzvah? Shiluach haken. Ve'arach tayamim. Shaleach v'shalach et ha'em et ha'banim tichach lach. What the connection between these two mitzvot? The simple explanation is, it's a mitzvah. It's a difficult mitzvah. Shua has not measured mitzvot. It's difficult, what is easy. Do what you can do. Now we have other insight. Till employing. Shiluach HaKen is look something what is really not understand. How I can send the mother and take the chick? Tzar Balechaim. Tzar Balechaim. What kind of mitzvah is? The answer is yes, I have a question. It's not work. It's what I want. But why I do this? כאשר ציבך השם אלוקיך. כאשר ציבך השם אלוקיך. כיבוד אב ואם. I don't want to lie my father. I don't want to listen what my mom asked me to do. I really is a mistake. It's wrong. It's not right. כאשר ציבך השם אלוקיך. What Dama Benetina get? After he makes a deal, year after, para aduma. Go, he have para aduma. And he says this to us, and he gets a lot of money. Probably the 9,000 zeuvim, but he says, I don't sell from kibud av ha'em, because Boch gives it to him in another way. What is para aduma? Kohen kam tame, ze tame kam toel. How is work? Kasher tzivcha shem alokech. The beginning of our redemption starts with law Shabbos. אין כיבוד אב ואם. יש זה תרי מצוות. שלושה דברים העולם עומד. על התורה, דינים, על העבודה, שבס, גמילות חסדים, כיבוד אב ואם. חסד, וזה הקדוש ברוך הוא. What he can give answer to the nations. And to tell them, yes, my children get the title Bonim. They deserve this title. The first mitzvah is what we get when we get freedom. Mitzvah is what creates the source of Torah. מצווה. אני את התורה, תורנו זה מצוות. עבודה, עבודה במקדש, עבודה שבס, עוד זה הלוחס, עוד דודו, עוד מלאטה על דודו. אין כיבודה ואין, אומרים עוד חסד. חסד מזעס, חסד מזה קדוש ברוך הוא. אין חסד, אין עוד זה יוניברסל. זה שער עבודה. בני בונים הרי הם כבונים. To call to the grandparents. Not one time in a few months. Every week. To make seder. Take 2 minutes for you, for them the life. People appreciate. Parents, how to work with them. Not to sit in this in their place. And many, many other aspects. Of Kibud Av Ve'Em. With this aspect, we build other stone to Beis HaMikdash. How we say many times, stone is heaven. Av ben neched. Ima bat nechda. Father, son, grandson. Mother, daughter, granddaughter. It's a connection. To the generation. Create. Other stone and other stone. Show how much a chorus atom is so great. So unique. So special. And this put us in another stage, in another level. And we'll be zoche. What Rivka promised to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and Yerushalayim Micho Berachman Toshu. Vetishkom betocha kasher dibarta. Kodesh Boruch will come back. It's all the difference in Yonim. If we take with us also, this kind of aspect. It's B'siyata Dishmaya, B'zoche. This coming regel, Sukkot, to Mekayim the mitzvah, to walk together, while Chushnein Yachdo. Generations together, to armor Omarim, is the reason when mitzvah aliyah l'regel, everyone need to come, also babies. Why need to schlep babies? Take them on the shoulder. Why? Because to show connection between the generations, this affects the connection between all of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Av HaRachaman, any title, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we want. Exactly how we read in the Haftarah, Terem יקראו ואני אענה, עודם מדברים ואני אשמע, and will give us really what we want, because הקדוש ברוך הוא is not only Abba, is also Ima. הריזל say הקדוש ברוך הוא is also Ima. What is mean? So nice, Chazal explained. Baby 9 months, 10 months, maybe a year. So cute. Afternoon, Ima go to visit the family, friend. Everybody takes a baby, says his lulav, you know, you go from one to one, it's so nice. Play with him. Somebody gets a baby in his hand, oops, he smell, he do something. Immediately the eyes run after, Ima. Ima, please get, take the baby. What Ima do? She take him to the side, she smell. If he do something, she take him to the other room. She changes it deeper, say to him, my honey, my diamond, my, I don't know what she said to him. And he very happy, play with his leg, baby, you know. She bring him back to the room. Because nobody else can do this, only Ima. Only Ima. Come Erev Yom Kippur, who never smell good. Nobody want us. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים, ותיארתי אתכם מכל תומותיכם, ומכל גילוליכם. And he put new diaper. What is a new diaper of Erev Yom Kippur? כשנבור הבן של האריזל, זאת להלכה, טליס, what we have Erev Yom Kippur, we say ברכה, נכון? תתף בציציס. But האריזל say, don't say ברכה. Why? It's not our טליס. It's טלית שאולה. ובור זה טליס. כמו הקודש ברוך. What does it mean? My name on the טליס. What does it mean? It's not my טליס. Because the טליס of Erev Yom Kippur is וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים. ותיארתי אתכם מכל תומותיכם. מכל גילוליכם אתאר אתכם. And this is a new diaper. And this we walk to Yom Kippur. This new diaper we get wise. Erev Yom Kippur and Motzai Tisha B'Av. We get new opportunity to have new beginning. If we take also this kind of aspect, our HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about us. Change the diapers. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us everything what we need. How our parents do for us and we will do for our children. And we need to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our parents. We have this. We have everything. Siyata Dishmaya will take this kind of aspect with us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill all Mishalo Kibbeinu Letova, Lebriyut, בברכה, בהצלחה. And now we start יציאה from בין המצורים, תרופה רץ, תאים אבקד מצפון ובנגבה, in spirituality life, in רוחניות, in מצוות, יום יום, everyone what you need. הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימלא כל מי שלא תיבנו לטובה, בבריאות וברכה. We זוכה in this year together to see our תפילה, ירושלים מלכה ברחמים תשוב, תוקם ריל ותשכון בתוכה כאשר דיברת. Now, if